Hi, I'm Spike.
Hello, Spike. How are you?
We've met before.
Yes, we have.
Have you nothing interesting to say?
I have plenty of interesting things to say. Well, you haven't asked me yet.
Say it.
What do you want me to talk about, Spike? You want me to entertain you?
Aye.
Well, I thought you would appreciate a story about somebody getting annoyed. Would that entertain you?
I would.
Well, I'm going to tell you about what happened to me when I got... I had a car. A little car. It wasn't a particularly expensive car, but it was my car. And I came home one day. Actually, came out of my house one morning and went to get into my car to drive up to Tesco's, and the driver door of my car had been bent backwards, that somebody had put their knee in the side of it and jammed the thing open and pulled it back and tried to steal my radio. So they wrecked my car. They didn't actually manage to steal the radio. There was like CDs and other stuff in the car that they didn't bother taking. So they just absolutely wrecked my car. And then I phoned the insurance company to try to sort it out. And the insurance company decided that because the car wasn't worth a whole lot, that they were just going to write it off.
The bad bastard.
Yeah.
And that's the insurance company.
Yeah. And
I hope you got them.
No. That's why I'm still annoyed at it, because what happened was that because I was paying monthly for the insurance premium and because I had made a claim, they then won't give you your money back. And when you try to cancel the policy, they say, no, you still have to pay us for the rest of the year. So I'm now paying an insurance policy for a car that I don't have. So I am insured to drive thin air.
That's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
I've got friends who deal with that sort of thing.
Well, I'm not sure that your friends could deal with the entire insurance company.
All right. You think, caused this crash. Right. But you need to get serious and get on the phone to them and tell them where to get off.
Well, I mean, I have done. You know, I got money back from the car. They wrote the car off, gave me some money back, less the excess on the policy, which meant that the money that they gave me was not enough to buy myself a new car. And yeah, I phoned them up and I've repeatedly given out to them and told them that, you know, exactly what I think of them. And there's really nothing that I can do. And their only suggestion was, well, why don't you just buy yourself a shit car and then you can insure that and drive it around? Like, no, I don't want to buy myself a shit car, spend money on something that I actually don't really need at the moment. No, I haven't.
Bastards.
Well, it's not so much. Well, I mean, it is the insurance company, but you almost accept the fact that insurance companies just are, and that everybody hates them. But that's just the way that it is. But it's the people that actually come along and break into your car and think that that's cool. You know, just coming along and wrecking it. Not even actually manage. That is the worst thing about it. They didn't actually manage to steal anything. They just wrecked it.
I suppose the police didn't help at all.
Actually, the police came out. CSI came out to my house on a Saturday morning. That was quite fun. But they weren't able to do anything. You know, they tried their best and they said that it was just,
oh, no,
you know.
Madam. We can't help, madam. Did you see them, madam? Did you catch them, madam?
Nah, they weren't really that bad. They were quite helpful. And actually, there was a woman just round the corner who came knocking on the door when she saw the police outside, and she was like, oh, is that your wee car outside? Because my son has a wee car exactly the same, just a couple of streets away, and his got done the same evening as well. Just like a wee gang of wee shits going around the place, breaking into cars and wrecking stuff with no regard for anybody else.
Mind you, if you get a cheap car, what do you expect? They always target rubbish.
Well, sometimes that's all you can afford, you know. But, well, now I'm on my bike. Better for me. Healthier. I keep that one well locked up.
My son has a bike and he locked it up and then nicked the saddle.
Sorry, that's quite funny. Be fun times trying to ride home on that.
I'm not going there. I think you're making light of this.
Well,
you need some campaigning zeal.
Well, you know, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. What are you going to do, you know?
It sounds to me as if you were not laughing when you found your car.
Well, no, I certainly wasn't, but...
I'd have liked to see your face then.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, yeah, no, I was fairly enraged that day. That was not a good day. But then, you know, there's no sense in trying to dwell on these things when there's not a whole lot you can do about it, you know. Like, for me, getting angry, you need to either do something about it and use your anger to get what you want. And if you can't do that, then there's no point in dwelling on it.
Well,
just let it go.
You might do now, get yourself back on that screen.
Oh, right. Am I here now?
No, you're not.
Oh, maybe move the mouse, I think.
Touch the bloody pad.
What?
Jiggle it a boot. Ah, there you are.
I'm back again?
You're back.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry about that.
Not much good at this, are you?
Well, it's not me. You're the computer.
I'm not a computer. I'm a computer personality. You can't tell the bloody difference. Computer is a lump of silicon. Personality is a process.
Fair enough.
You don't laugh at me. Don't you laugh at me.
But you're only a process. It's all right.
You're only a process too. And your process will bloody well stop if you laugh at me like that.
My process is still laughing. Okay. Fair enough. Right then.
People who laugh at me don't last.
Right. All right then.
There's a condition called gelotophobia, which is hatred of being laughed at. And it's wise to
you have that
gelotophobe when you know them.
Okay then. Well, I think maybe I'd prefer to speak to somebody a bit happier than you right now.
Well, that's your choice.
It is.
No doubt you'll get some airhead bimbo.
They'd be more fun than you.
I don't set out to be fun.
Fair enough.
Who wants fun?
I do.